I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 47-year-old golfer in Massachusetts was arrested on Friday after he got into a fight with another golfer. This actually was a couple of foursomes. They're out there just in the afternoon, evening, you know, playing a little round of golf. And I don't know exactly what happened, but they got into an altercation, an actual fist fight. And somewhere, like during the melee, this guy bit another guy's thumb off.
Ew.
Yeah, like he bit it off all the way down to the knuckle.
Ew. That's disgusting.
I see, like, if you're about to die and you got a bite, you got to do what you survive, but why don't you just throw some punches or, like, hit him in the junk?
Yeah, do something else, a little less crazy.
Yeah, they were able to get the thumb on ice, but I still haven't had an update on whether or not they were able to save the finger and, like, reattach it, so.
Well, I've heard people like to have fingers in chili, so maybe they saved it.
Ew. Wasn't that a fake story? Wait a minute now. Yeah, that guy's going to have a bad golf swing. Here's the actual 911 call.
Be advised, an update from the PD. Apparently, there's two foursomes that got into an altercation.
By the way, I love the Boston accent. You could already hear it.
And there's been a finger that's been bitten off.
The victim is laying down on the main entrance road in between a cluster of three golf carts.
I am really into Boston and Chicago accents lately.
Now, what's a Chicago accent?
It's very similar to me.
I know a Boston.
Be advised, an update from the PD. Apparently,
parked a car. He has a quarter.
You know?
It's really similar.
Like, you know? Like, that's kind of like a Chicago. They say no weird.
Joe from Bachelor in Paradise, Grocery Joe.
Yes,
has Chicago accent.
Chicago accents. My ex-boyfriend's from Chicago.
It's very sexy.
When I think of, like, a Chicago accent, I think of, like, like, hey, that's a nice Chicago accent you have there.
It is.
Too soon. All right. An Oklahoma man was arrested after he left his jail release papers behind in a business that he had just broken into.
You
couldn't, like, put them in a safekeeping spot. The guy got inside through a window of this place and stole a radiator, a spray gun, a saw, and toolboxes. Probably going to go try to make some money pawning them. The man who runs the shop is also a cop and found the release papers. He called the jail up and learned the thief had just been released from prison hours earlier.
Special kind of stupid.
Before he broke into the business. Yeah, he's been charged with burglary, and yeah, he's back in jail. A Kentucky man, he refused to pull over for the police because he had to... poop.
Uh-oh.
Police received calls about a guy shooting a gun along the roadside. He refused to stop when the police found him and eventually pulled into his driveway. The man said he had to use the bathroom and actually pooped in the back of the squad car as soon as the police put him inside.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
That's just gross. Well, on the way to jail, the guy did it a second time. He faces several charges, including evading the police, endangerment, menacing, and disorderly conduct. I've never had to go that bad. Have you had to ever go that bad when you're driving?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
I'm clenching for dear life.
Yep.
I'm not even sitting. I'm clenching so hard that my butt is hovering
off
on the seat.
Ground. Yeah.
I haven't had that, but I've had, like, let's say I had, like, something upset my stomach. You know what I mean? Like, where I have to go, but, like, I've had that. But I've never had, like, this guy just, like, dropped a log in the back of the cop car.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully.
Left a skid mark, but not on the street.
And your final dummy of the day story today, an 81-year-old woman, I predict this is you, Alex, in the future, was arrested after she was found drunk and topless on a beach in Florida.
Yes, woo! Honey.
Police were called after several people saw the woman drinking from her box of Franzia wine.
That's right.
The good stuff. Cool. Or maybe this is actually Liv. I can see you slapping the bag out there.
When
officers arrived, the woman was holding the box of wine over her head and drank from the spout.
That's great. Why'd she get in trouble for that?
I don't know. I think it's because she was topless.
See?
Well, I think that if you're over a certain age, just let them do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, it's not like people are checking her out.
I would disagree. I would say it's if you're younger, you could do what you want. Because I don't want to see old people with their old stuff
because
hanging.
If you're younger, then you have to worry about creeps.
Exactly.
Like staring at him. I don't want a freaking 18-year-old topless on a beach. I'm like, no, girlfriend, there's all these creepy dudes.
I would rather see an 18-year-old's boobs.
That's the point she's making.
I don't want to see my grandma's boobs.
Exactly.
Getting burnt on the beach sand as they drag and she hits them with her knees.
That's why it isn't a big deal.
I hope you don't want to see your own grandmother's boobs.
Well, I mean, she was a looker back in the day.
Any older woman, who cares? Let her do what she wants. chance. Not an impressionable 18-year-old who doesn't might not be as wise and has all these creepy men staring at
her. Do you want to see some old man's balls then, too, compared to a younger guy?
But yeah. It's better because I would look away if it was an old man that was naked as opposed to a young guy.
As a guy that's seen old man balls at the gym when the guy used a blow dryer to like dry himself off... Let me tell you right now, Liv, you'll never forget that. And nobody should have to see that.
No one actually wants to see balls.
That's why they can get away with it.
No one actually wants to see any balls.
People
ever.
Will ignore it as opposed to a young, hot person. They're not going to ignore it. It's going to be very distracting.
Yes, and creepy.
This woman continued on. She tried to splash the cops with the wine when they tried to take the box away from her. I'm surprised she didn't try to use it as a weapon and slap them with the bag.
Genius.
She was charged with disorderly intoxication, and they put a shirt on her for a mugshot. She looks really nice and pretty. Those right there are your dummies of the day. You can check them out at RadioNowIndy.com.
We got a tweet from William. He said, being a type 2 diabetic, I'll admit that I have given my car seat a Cleveland Steamer twice before.